Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I am scared of Willard. It's okay to acknowledge things. I'm scared of Willard.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. It's the Guru and Steiny show.
Are you going to be okay? Willard. Yeah.
It's a good show.
I stepped on the drop. Can you play it again now that Willard's locked in?
I'm scared of Willard.
There it is.
Can you give him the long form, though? Because the explanation is as good as the drop.
I am scared of Willard. It's okay to acknowledge things. I'm scared of Willard.
I mean, and now
Willard, I shook it out of him yesterday.
Willard and Gibbs in the house.
Was that yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I need more. Like,
well, Grandy was in for you, and I said, you're scared
of guys.
He was poking at me. I said, you're scared of Willard. And he goes, and I thought I was going to get him to just, and he goes, I am.
sat down on the couch and turned you into a psychiatrist.
All day long.
He came in here flexing and maxing and relaxing with the Grandy man in. And then we got to the, I'm scared of Willard.
He had to get a haircut and leave early. And I go, if Willard was here, you'd be shaking.
I don't want to scare you, Steiny.
I was 5 minutes late to my haircut yesterday. Because I left at 2:10 instead of 2:05, which I wanted to do. Because I didn't want to. Because
I wasn't here.
Well, I thought
you were enjoying
yourself. I thought Grandy wouldn't give me grief, but Grandy gave me a little bit of the evil eye. So I said, all right, I'll stay till 2:10. No biggie. Lucia, she can wait.
And hair looks great, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Did a nice job.
She's wonderful.
Looks great.
Jackson Place Salon.
That $100 cut about with a tip?
$70.
Oh, well.
And you
$20 tip.
$20 tip out of boy.
For $90.
Good job.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Goo, I'm getting my haircuts a little more frequently.
Yeah, Marky D charges me $50. So, you know, I tip now.
You get him every 2 weeks.
I give him $52.
So Danny D doesn't charge himself a bit. So I'm in the driveway with the clipper every 4 days.
You spend $1,200 a year on haircuts.
Well, no, I'll go once a month sometimes.
Well, you said you go every 2 weeks.
No, you made me say that. I said sometimes I go without. Willard, how often do you go?
3 to 4 weeks.
Three to four weeks.
What do you pay? Weeks.
Shout out Steve Kerr, brought to you by Great Clips.
That's
about 40.
Yeah, out the door.
Dibs, he doesn't apply.
No, he's got the Tupac.
I'm jealous for, I wish that I was spending upwards of $1,000 a year, but
you got the beer.
Yeah, and again, self-trim.
Part of it.
And, you know, I'm in a spot where now I go 4 days and the wife goes, oh, your hair's getting long.
Okay.
It's all right. I'll be right back.
Sounds like things are going great.
Right back. I'll be right back.
Hashtag marriage, you know, out to the driveway.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Need an haircut. I'll
be
right
back.
Hey,
by the way.
Yeah.
What the heck was it? A couple weeks? Out of nowhere, Saturday, I got a text from Dibs. What do you got?
Yeah.
It was like a text from five years ago.
You were Friedman.
I was either
no. It was the week before that.
Okay,
we were. It was date night, and we had some babysitter coverage, and we went out to dinner in Oakland.
Oh,
and the lovely Supper, who knows Steiny very well, he met Supper about the same time I did.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "What are Dane and Steiny doing?" Because we had about an hour and a half window.
Flag is red.
We had a lovely dinner.
Say, I got alarms going off all over my body
right now.
We went out to Yonsei Hand Rolls in Oakland. Place is wonderful. You get like hand rolled sushi. They do it in flights. It's delicious. You get done with dinner and it's 6 o'clock. And grandma's going to bathe the baby. You don't have to be back there till 8. We had a 2-hour window. So we were going to go have a drink somewhere. And she said, what are Steiny and Dana doing?
Oh.
I said, well, let me text the crew. Whatever.
Did I text back?
I got 17 more. I got 17 more questions, though.
Willard does too.
Done dinner at 6. I mean, where'd you go? Red Lobster?
Correct. Yeah. No, we went to Yonsei Hand Roll. We had a 5 o'clock reservation. The place is right across from Make Westing on Telegraph.
Okay.
Wonderful, new look sushi kind of place. And so we had an early res. We like an early dinner. Got done early. And so instead of just going back home and staring at each other, we thought we'd go out. So
tell me you got a response from him.
No, this is the first response I've gotten.
You are just
an on-air response.
Let's go to the fact check.
Let's go to the phones.
Mark,
I don't understand.
Feel free to ask him one of your 16 questions.
Well, I mean, why was Steiny involved? Well, do any alarms go off for you guys? You've got a baby at home,
right?
When you have date night, and an hour later, she's asking you to call in some more people.
No, because
I'm just being real. Being real. Like,
and I appreciate the authenticity.
Said stare at each other, like talk to each other, have date night.
We did, and we would continue to do so.
And it was over by 6?
It was not over, but we had our dinner, and so we were going to go have a drink.
Why can't the two of you just have a drink?
We actually eventually did just that.
But only because he didn't respond.
No, it's... She was
looking for more voices in the room.
We would have still had a drink, but while we were in Oakland and we had a free evening, which is incredibly rare, why not maximize with a catch-up with Steiny and maybe the illustrious Dana?
Yeah, no doubt.
Or somebody else
who's
out and about.
With your significant other. Exactly. Willard, that was one of my things. I like to see how my girl operated around the fellas. Like that's
And she's great with the fellas.
And that's the beauty part of it.
You'd like to find that out before you get married.
Well, you do. But
and
by
I
the
did.
Way, I got back I to you that day.
That
oh,
day?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'll check the phones. I mean, we don't...
I got back to him.
What'd we don't communicate say? Like
Where
we
Where are you
to,
at? Question mark.
And you
Action.
Said...
Action. Question mark.
Oh, damn, dude. You dropped
green
the ball.
South.
Well, he really didn't want to see you.
Oh, that's right. I apologize.
So
you were
right
at Sal's.
I said, where?
Oh, wow.
You were at Sal's. We were on the other
oh,
side.
Oh, that
of
was
the
party.
Dibley taught me the radio's theater of the mind. He has taught
it
me.
It is. It is.
Yeah, I apologize.
And Guru loves that phrase.
This is powerful. Because the mind is powerful.
See, well, that's all we have.
You are right.
Everything is theater of the mind. You ever hear someone say to you, you have your own truth,
dude,
and I have mine, and you're like, what the hell's happening right now? Is there a truth?
Wow.
I get that you can have your own perspective,
but if you believe it,
sitting here right now, am I holding a sparkling water or not?
Wow.
I can't tell from over here.
There's great point.
And also, this you might have it full of vodka.
Exactly. So this could be theater of the mind.
Right.
But there is only one truth. This is what it is, right?
Depends on what's actually in there.
Right, but you could come taste it, and whatever's in there is in there. There's one truth.
But right? What is in there?
Sparkling water.
You think.
Correct.
You didn't can it.
No, I know. I've already tasted it.
It could be laced with arsenic.
I purchased... No, sure,
you
I could die.
You could be down to your last final moments.
I could be.
Could be one shining moment.
But whatever...
the ball
but,
is chipped.
Whatever's in here.
And there Willard is scared,
right?
Right.
It's a great
this
song.
This is why I'm so scared. Yeah, no, so I'm terrifying.
Stanley, ask him about Brock Purdy.
You're shining
I won't.
Star.
I'll ask him about something else instead.
Well, you won't.
Did you get choked up last night?
I get choked up every night, but why?
Because of Panda. Pablo Sandoval.
Oh, that was nice.
Evan was at the game.
That was nice. Yeah. A broken bat.
Oh, I thought it was a liner.
It was.
In the morning, it's a line drive.
It was a broken bat liner. It was. That signified so many things, right? Like, he gets a base hit, but there's also, like, that's it. That was the end of the bat.
Man. And the end of the
career.
End of the innocence.
Yeah.
Shout out Don Henley.
We were talking about fan favorites. Guys like Panda that, you know, weren't Buster Posey, but everybody loved him. Hunter Pence, Panda. And we start fighting over the Warrior ones. I said Nick Young. Manute Ball. Do you remember Manute Ball?
Time out. You went to Swaggy P?
I did.
I mean, if you want to go, if you want to go to Larry Smith, not the custodian, but the janitor,
Manute
Brian
Ball.
Cardinal. Manute Ball.
I would have gone there.
It was the custodian?
2 years ago, Kevon Looney.
I knew I got that
wrong. Like, if what you're saying is somebody whose fan engagement is higher than their output,
Looney didn't come up, but
I mean,
Grandy throws out Mo Buckets as
Mo
another
Buckets
one.
Is a Mo good
Buckets
one.
Is good,
yeah. Very good.
Even JaVale McGee ahead of Swaggy
go ahead.
P.
No doubt about
Pierre
it.
Pierre two times.
Not Eric Paschal. Stop. He wasn't here long enough.
He was here that 15 win.
We thought he was going to be something.
When you say we, you mean you.
You, Goo. He might be Sixth Man of the Year material. I remember that. You said those words.
Guru. Come on. I said, this guy won't even be in the league in a couple years.
Now I'm scared. Well, that was when he was done. I'm saying early on, we've done.
And he was, because he played.
He was doing good.
He stunk.
Well,
he played on a horse bleep team.
Yeah, before.
So he put up 12 a game.
He's pretty stiff.
So he made the rookie team.
With that jump shot, though, remember he got off the ground with the big butt?
He shot 9% from three-point range, I think.
9%?
It was terrible.
Yeah. Boy.
See, this is what he does.
No, I'm going to pull the Ernie Chavez will pull anything. the footage for me.
You will never.
Six man. You were saying we did a show predicated
do you
on
under,
could he possibly be six man of the year?
Well, yes. He possibly could have been six man of the year that year, and he also could have been somebody who wasn't going to be in the league.
And it wasn't that year. It's like, could he grow into
no.
it? No. Could he be something like that?
No.
But you brought that to the table.
What I brought to the table is what I normally bring to the table, which is letting people know what's about to happen, not what is happening. And Eric Paschal was about to be out of the NBA in a couple of years, and I let people know that.
No, listen,
Matt,
you have your truth.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah. And Guru,
oh, I know it.
What it is that Guru has.
His truth.
Yeah.
It is.
What's the other word for it?
His perspective?
His delusion is what you want to say? That's what you're looking for.
I'm not the Dallas in five guy.
No. That was when
that was his truth.
Let me tell you something.
That was his truth.
No, that was his lack of authenticity.
Oh, boy.
Is what that was.
You know what's funny?
I can see why you're afraid of Willard now.
You know what's funny? Is you guys are so, like, you get so caught up in sticking it. You don't even get your facts right.
Willard,
it was Dallas in six anyway.
Okay. We'll talk to him.
So get your facts right and come back to me.
Well,
and
Jim Calhoun. Right yesterday.
And like I said, from the moment I said Dallas in six to today, what station's been the number one sports talk radio station in the Bay?
Now get this is new.
Sometimes you take one for the team, and I did, and we're all better off. I don't want anything for it.
There's causation and then there's correlation.
Dude, you laughing at Grandy? That's my truth. Hey.
Willard, you weren't here yesterday?
My truth is that it was after I got here.
It was.
But anyway.
Yeah. Yesterday you weren't here. I told Grandy.
It was the original.
My truth is after I got out from underneath the two of you,
I
got a real part.
How many shows did we have?
51 weeks, Gil. Magical weeks.
It was the first time Willard ever stuck it to me.
Oh, boy.
That's why I remember it.
First of many.
And you know who else was in on that? And I'll never forget it. Whitley.
Oh, I know
she's never
girl, Whitley Sandretto.
Come off my list. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Goo thinks Wiggins got his fire back.
Well, Clay agrees with him.
Willard, I was here yesterday, and I said,
he actually never said anything.
What do you got to lose? Let's just see. It's bigger than just his psyche. He's mastered coming off the bench, and lo and behold, I get to the house, and my man Clay's it. In the starting lineup. Not that I care that I was right, but I suggested it to Grandy. Grandy was kind of, where's he at? Yeah. And Steve Kerr, he did it.
Oh, so now Steve Kerr makes good decisions.
Well, come on. I've always been a Kerr fan. How can you not? But do you think...
except when he doesn't play Saric.
Do you think Clay and Looney got in, too? I was advocating for Looney. Do you think Clay starts tonight?
I would imagine so, but what if he does and scores 12 points and they lose by 10?
Well, I think that's coming.
Well you rip Kerr.
Yeah. Right. Well, so that's to me, it like whether you were right for one night.
That's what it was.
No, but I mean, whether you were right, and I don't even know if what you're saying is that you're right that he started or that he played well. I look, when I see that, when I saw that last night, I again go back to the point that I made on Monday.
The answer is not in the building.
Well, Steve Kerr is continuing to throw different stuff against the wall every night. And then
you need firepower.
And then at least half this fan base is lined up after the game to rip him when it doesn't work or they would rather this, that. It's like, unless you feel like what happened last night is sustainable. It adds up to a big thing of nothing for me.
And I was just thinking about Steph struggling. This has nothing to do maybe with the spacing, but I was like, you need firepower, nothing against Pods. Clay is hot. Let's see if he can get back in the lineup. And for one night, he had 28. But I'd like to see him start again tonight just for the same reason. Orlando is better than Miami.
Do we know yet?
Maybe that's why he won't start.
Well, maybe. Is Kuminga out for sure? Or
It was game time. Was,
yeah, game time, and TJD, same thing.
Still questionable, I've seen.
Yeah, still
TJD not playing tonight.
Okay. And Kuminga questionable.
You know,
so
you know this or you're guessing?
No, well, he didn't play last night.
I think
either.
Steve Kerr said he's not playing to yesterday or tonight.
Yeah, you're got right. It.
You know what that does, though, Goo?
Looney?
No, sorry. Looney can't play back-to-back. No. Are you crazy? He played 19 minutes last night. It's Dario time, baby.
I wonder, because even last night in GT, Dario did not even get in with the Lester Quiñoneses. So it might be Saran for Dario Saric. And, man, that's got to fall on Dunleavy's plate for an off-season free agent signing that just didn't work out.
Yeah. And they had a chance to get LeBron at the deadline for him. They didn't want to.
Straight up, right?
Yeah.
Saric for LeBron.
Yeah.
We loved the Saric signing for 3 months.
No, something like that,
first
yeah.
Three made buckets.
Well, he had a couple good months.
Hey, Willard, I still have questions. Like,
well, you know what? He went south.
See if he has it going, and if not, come right back here.
He went south when Chris Paul got hurt.
Huh?
I mean, not exactly.
But then he didn't get it back.
Yeah, I know.
Although, they tried for another 3 seconds when Chris got back, and he missed his first three shots, and that was it,
yeah. Got the quick hook.
What'd you guys make of the York sound? Because I know we got 5 minutes. What did you make of the York sound? It's a big season for Brock.
Here's what I kept thinking about and listening to you guys talk about it. Should Jed York stop talking? Maybe. I don't think it matters. Here's what sort of sticks out to me. You're not allowed in the NFL today to play really good quarterback. Like, really good.
Where are you going?
Right? You're not allowed to play well at the quarterback position and win football games and not get paid. That doesn't work. So this idea even that some of us are sitting here going, would the Niners? Let me help. Yes. They have absolutely, unequivocally no choice. You cannot pull apart all of the layers of the Brock Purdy situation like some people have chosen to do. And act like, even though he's produced now for the whole time since he's played, he's produced at the highest level possible. He has been on 2 playoff runs. His numbers are right there with the best QBs in the league. And many still want to sit there and go, but, not the physical, whatever you want to say, it doesn't matter. Put yourself in the Niners' position. So next year, this is where Brock's salary helps him. Let's say next year, he has another solid year, Super Bowl, not whatever, playoff run, and now it's extension time. And you're like, we're not ready to pay you.
Because you still don't have to technically pay him.
Brock will go, so all I need to do is, all I'd be giving up is $1 million if I sit the season out?
Right.
No problem. No problem. This is almost like what J.D. Davis should have done. Don't risk $400,000 or risk $4 million trying to get $400,000. Wow. Brock Purdy's not going to risk what we're on the other end. You could go, whoa, but they could franchise him. Fine. That's $53 million.
Yeah, for 1 year.
If I'm Brock Purdy and you don't like what the numbers say I'm supposed to make next season, I'm out. I'm sitting out. And there will be a line of teams who want to pay him. It's funny that we even talk about 40. There are guys almost making 60.
True.
40's not that much.
At the same time, the Niners do have a little bit of leverage in that they could say, well, we're going to wait the year, and if he sits out, then they can franchise him, then you can franchise him again. So they could drag it out. They won't.
Right, but in the process, what's happening that year?
You are playing without one of the best quarterbacks in football.
And you're stinking.
Probably.
You don't have another option.
Unless old Dobbsy comes in and lights it up. You know,
are you going to draft somebody this year?
You probably will. And, the draft quietly is, I think, 4 weeks from tomorrow.
It's coming up.
Yeah, so it's right on the corner, the start of the draft. The Niners have an actual first-round pick, unlike the Warriors. So we can all start to get excited about who they take at 31.
What makes you want to pay a QB?
Having a good quarterback.
In them? No, but why? Why, when Burrow has one run, goes to the Super Bowl, other 2 years, catastrophic injury, and even blinks when he makes 55.
Right.
Herbert, not even so much as one playoff win.
But he looks the part. This is not right.
What does that mean?
Tall, strong arm, the DNA
long
test.
Hair.
I'm with you,
That's
man.
How you end up drafting Jeff George and Jamarcus Russell.
Man.
What are you paying?
Kyler Murray's getting 46.1. Yep, yep. How's that working?
Danny Dimes is getting 40.
And that's what Dak's getting 40. Yeah.
You're going to pay Brock, and
of
you're going to pay him.
Of course you are.
But you know, you're going to pay him whatever the market determines you're going to pay him. And that's why I don't mind what Jed York said.
Because he was asked.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, you have a good quarterback, you pay a good quarterback. Right. So I don't see there's much controversy in the fact that he actually put this into the universe.
Well, I just think
it's true.
Yeah, and thank you. And we're gonna have to wrap our heads around this. Whether we like the way Brock looks, whether we want to keep doing draftism, whether we believe it in the future or whatever, he's going to go out with another good team next year. He's probably gonna play pretty good football. And just wrap your head around. There's no escaping that he's north of $40 million a year. Zero chance.
Well, I think $50 million is where you start to think about the if. $40 million's a guarantee.
Right.
He's got $40 million guaranteed, but he's gonna get at least $40 million, and he's probably gonna get 50, and $40 million a year will be guaranteed.
Why, when people are salivating over getting Kirk Cousins as a free agent, how come nobody blows a whistle? Why?
Listen, it's not me.
I know what you're saying.
It's watching Kyle Shanahan for 7 years. I'm not convinced until this year plays out that they're going to pay him $45, $50 million. I'm just not convinced yet.
Better have another option. I would hope that Trey Lance and that situation made him gun-shy over the idea that, oh, well, we'll just go draft another one.
What if it made him emboldened? I got Brock Purdy in the 7th round, and we didn't skip a beat. I'll find somebody in the 3rd.
I evaluated Trey Lance.
Isn't that dangerous, though?
Listen, here's the other thing. And I'm not saying it's some hard, fast philosophy, but what if there is something to... Warriors need a big man. They need a big man. Well, why haven't the Warriors had a big man? You know what? It's not
they tried.
A priority.
No, they had a trade.
It's not a priority to find this kind of big man that everybody clamors about because they've had success without this prototypical big man.
But they spent their lottery picks trying to address that, though.
What? Yeah, 4 years ago.
All right.
The last 2 years, they haven't had a big man, and they didn't go out and get one. Maybe Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch think, you know what? Is it possible to keep a quarterback on a reasonable deal so that we can load up around him rather than a $50 million guy who is going to then be put into a class of quarterbacks who might have to put a team on their back?
I don't know. You got to remember that loading up around him is not as easy as we make it sound, just because they have.
I agree.
Think of the trades, the acquisition of Trent Williams, the acquisition of Christian McCaffrey. Brandon Ayuk is sitting here doing
Mooney lucky. Ward. Don't forget about Mooney Ward.
Yeah, you got lucky.
You know what I mean? You got to execute that and then have it work out, and that is... This particular group and those two names I just mentioned will probably also potentially not even be here by the time a Brock Purdy extension kicks in. Williams might be retired, and McCaffrey's going to have had a 30th birthday and an expiration of his contract.
That does.
Who's next?
Well,
I like what you're saying, Steiny. But I think that would be an unbelievably bold approach. Conventional wisdom is, you need a quarterback. You get a quarterback, you protect him,
you rush the
other team's quarterback, and that's it. If they really wanted to navigate that course, that would be a groundbreaking approach.
You would be right. That would be arrogant.
I get it.
Yeah.
Brock had a great year. But he also had a great second half last year, right? 10 games, and then they went to the postseason. And it was like Purdy. And what Kyle, I'm just saying, what Kyle say to Purdy? You're
Brady.
My guy.
Yeah.
Unless we can get Brady.
Yeah, but that was after the.
So,
they should have did.
That makes it within the realm of possibility that I'm just not convinced Purdy is the franchise quarterback until he puts together a really, I think he's got to be pretty good again.
Do you think the Brady thing was, unless we can get...
I don't know.
Does he do the Brady thing if Brock's not hurt?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know. Purdy was good. Back for
he's
game
pretty
one.
Good. Yeah, but they didn't know at that. Remember, NFL free agency is back in March.
March, yeah.
They didn't know.
Which is right when he
had
surgery.
When he had the surgery. Yep. They had no idea if he was going to be ready.
I don't know. Would they have?
It'll be a fascinating conversation if the Niners go 11-6 and Purdy regresses just a little bit.
No doubt.
And if they lose in the wild card and Purdy is just then it becomes really interesting in the offseason.
And you can laugh because I said this to Stani. We don't know if he's trying to bring the house down in regard to money, Brock. We don't. I'm just like 40 might be sufficient.
What do you mean?
40.
Like 40 maybe he'll take less. Sufficient.
Yeah, and yeah. 30 oh, is happy gosh. To be here.
You think it's Burrow or bust? If he wins the Super Bowl, that's coming. You don't even got to ask. But
does he have an agent?
Yeah, well,
and a wife. Yeah. I have a wife.
I like.
Hey, Brock.
I know. I'm getting hit from either way. I know he wears a backpack and does all shots. Right. Oh yeah, he gonna ask for. He gonna does ask he for the bag.
Honey, we can't settle for just $40 million. We're gonna need every last dime.
Well, we made 900,000. How about a 25% adjustment to 1.2?
Exactly.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Look at you working late.
Yeah, I got to get going.
Thank you for staying.
I got to get home.
Even talking
seriously,
to Lucas.
I got
to
get home in time to watch the Warrior game, which is starting at 4 o'clock on 95.7, the game.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you steam.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
Yeah, Warriors are play again today. Willard and Dibs, glad you're with us. I don't even want to waste any time. This bothered me. This bugged me.
Whoa.
Do we have the Clay thing from last night? Is it on here?
I can play it if you want.
It bugged you?
It bugged me.
Jeez, yeah. I'd like to hear the sound, and then I'd like to hear why. You don't get bugged very easily.
Well,
I've been trying to bug you for a long time.
No, you do. You do. I hide it.
Okay, wow, that hurts.
No,
welcome back.
No,
I miss Mark Grandy.
Yeah, thank you.
There,
thank
I said
you
it.
For thank you for having my back yesterday. No, sports bugged. Whatever.
Okay, good.
I if I were the Warriors, you have it, Grandy. If I were the Warriors, I wouldn't do this anymore.
That's why we won the championship a couple years ago, is because of Andrew's two-way play. We obviously need him to be that, to go where we want to go. And he's so vital to what we do. Without him, we cannot reach our full potential. So we all love Wiggs. We know what he's capable of. And like you said, his defense is, when he's playing tenacious defense, it's going to fuel his ability to get to the rim, and just his confidence will improve as well.
Okay. I don't want to talk about Andrew Wiggins today. I want to talk about the way that the Warriors are talking to Andrew Wiggins. I wouldn't do that anymore. I give up. If Andrew Wiggins were a relationship, I would have ended it by now. I would have broken up with him. How many times are you going to ask somebody to do the same thing before you just go, no? Like, come on. Andrew has been in the league for a decade. He's almost 30 years old. How many times are you going to ask your fan base to sit here after a game and listen to you pet him on the back of the head when he plays well and speak to him through the microphones that are in front of you at a podium for a press conference? That's clearly what Clay's doing.
The answer is 1,419.
Steve does it times. On this show. Steph has done it.
Draymond's done it. They've all done it.
Aren't you all exhausted?
Yes, but what's the alternative? Because it's not like a relationship. You're on the hook for two more, maybe three more years after this one. So unless you trade him in the offseason, right now with 11 games to go, you need last night's Andrew, and you're going to need it here in an hour and 44 minutes when you take on Orlando. And if that, in your mind, is a way to get to Andrew, and I'm sure they've, for every one time they've gone on the air and talked about what they need from Andrew, you know they've done it 1,000 times behind closed doors, so I'm not bugged at all. I think it's enlightening to hear them actually tell the public what they're saying behind closed doors, which is, Andrew, that's the Andrew we need. And yes, it's exhausting. You're not wrong about that part of it, but no. As long as you have Andrew, you got to do everything you can to get that Wiggins out.
So why would you think that this would work now?
I mean, you got to try something.
And you've already tried this.
Well, and it's worked for a short stint. 2 years ago. Two years ago, we won the championship because of two-way Wiggs.
Right, right.
And since then, he's had off-court issues that cost him a half a year last year and cost him about five games this year.
Yeah, it feels like crying wolf to me. It feels like crying wolf. And as in a way, as a fan, I think maybe you're offended by it. As a teammate, I would totally be offended by it. I would be offended by it by now.
If you were Wiggins?
No.
Or if you were one of the other teammates?
If I was one of the teammates who every time he played well, I felt the need to go to a press conference and speak for him and tell him that that's the guy we need and that's the attaboy. That's what we need from you every night. Are y'all under the impression if you're a Warrior teammate, you're going to get it? You're not. You might tonight. You might Friday. But you're not. Like, I how can these guys still do this with a straight face? I felt exhausted for Clay. You went out there and you're busting your butt with your future Hall of Fame career, and you gotta go talk at your press conference. You gotta go after the game and do the, well, we love Andrew because Andrew played good tonight, and that's the guy we need. And attaboy, I'm gonna text him later and say, hey, buddy, that was good.
Attaboy, yeah.
That was more of that. And then you go to bed and you think you're going to get that tomorrow? Maybe. Again, we've done 1,000 Andrew shows.
Yeah, too many.
And I've reached the same place every time. I accept Andrew. I accept Andrew. This is something that I think is a lesson that I've had to undergo, we all undergo, with whoever the people are in your life. But, like, you accept them or don't. Right? Like, you can either push them out of your life, but if you're going to have them, then maybe accept them for who they are and the things they do. But I felt exhausted for Klay Thompson, as I will for Steve tomorrow when we go, hey, Wiggins, 17 points and 8 boards, and you guys upset Orlando. That's the Andrew we need. Oh, my God.
And Steve will say the same thing that he says every week. You know, I like the way Andrew's been playing. He's been playing really hard, and you know, he's been consistent the last couple of games. And when he plays well like that, you know, we're competitive. We can beat anyone in this league.
Ugh, I feel terrible for them.
I feel terrible for Wiggins because you do? Well, I feel bad for the fact that this is necessary. It's like having a kid who puts on their own sunscreen for the first time, and you realize that child is 15 years old. That's not a 2-year-old. It's not a 3-year-old who smeared sunscreen on their arms. Oh, good job, little Bobby. You did it. This is your 15-year-old kid that you have to baby like that. And that's what that soundbite sounded like to me. It sounded like a veteran saying to another veteran, this is how we like you to play when you have 17-7 and you play hard on defense. Good job, Andrew.
For the 8 millionth Correct. Time.
But it's necessary.
Is it? It doesn't work.
Well, what does work?
Nothing. So that's what I'm getting at. I almost, like, simultaneously, I'm exhausted for you Warriors, but also, I don't know, try something different. Try something different.
Like,
I don't know.
Have Draymond give him a stern talking to?
Would imagine that that's happened.
Right.
Would imagine that that's
have
happened.
Have him come off the bench?
Look.
They've done that.
I'm not a psychiatrist. Yeah. I have no idea.
Make him love basketball more? Mark, I don't know what the answer is, but when I hear Clay speak that and speak it into existence, it makes me feel like that 18-second soundbite is the tip of the iceberg for what's going on behind the scenes. So I'm glad that we actually got to see the tip of the iceberg.
You'd think. I agree with you. You would think. I have no idea what happens behind closed doors. I don't know what those individual relationships are like. I just know that normally, this is what I do know. Just because of my years in sports media. What I do know is that when it gets to the press conference, it means that you've likely become exhausted with what's happening behind the scenes. Let's go to Kyle Shanahan and Steve Wilks. That's why after the Minnesota game, I knew right away, oh my God, it's not working. Or Kyle thinks it's not working because Kyle Shanahan took it to a press conference. Steve knows he messed up. We're not doing a zero blitz with 13 seconds. What the hell are we doing? Can't do that anymore. And he knows. I'm like, oh my God, he said that into a microphone?
Tip of the iceberg.
Right?
Yeah.
So just think about the little quirky difference between Andrew looks good and you win a game, and someone goes, hey, Clay, how about Andrew tonight? Now, what's the stock response of a professional athlete when a teammate plays well? Oh, well, Andrew's one of the best players in the world. Like, yeah, I'm not surprised that we won by double digits tonight. And Andrew Wiggins is number one draft pick for a reason. And next question.
Yeah.
No Warrior does that. They never do it. Every time they go, yep, really good player. And pause, take breath. That's the player we need. We tell him all the time. We really want him to be aggressive, and that's who we've been. We don't win the title 2 years ago without him.
You because forgot two-way wigs.
Oh, my God.
Every time we use two-way wigs.
So good on both ends of the floor. It's like
you get a gold star. You turned your homework in on time. Go ahead and put that gold star next to the box, next to your name up on the kindergarten board.
We're in therapy. It's not a basketball game. We're in therapy. And it doesn't work. Whatever has been happening since the title run, and I'm fully open, it's not their fault. Like, I don't know. Andrew is clearly both years, there's stuff going on behind the scenes for him. I've got all the compassion in the world. We'll never know. And whatever it is, it's something. Because he's left twice. His brother ended his season in another country. I don't know what it is, and I don't care if we all think it should be bad enough to make you do that. None of that matters. It's something. It's on his brain. And these teammates are all trying the exact same sort of a method over and over and over again, and it does nothing.
Well, did last night. And maybe he comes out tonight and goes 26-12 because
he
feels emboldened by Clay's attaboy, his public attaboy.
Or maybe that happens because he's Wiggins and he has the talent to do that.
You never know. And you know, Clay,
but as we all agree, he has the talent to do that a lot more often than he does.
Right. And the question as to why he doesn't do it is unanswerable. And so when Clay does what he did last night and he speaks to it, for me, it's good to hear because he's saying what we're all saying. And I just wonder behind closed doors how that message is being delivered from Steve Kerr, Steph, Draymond, Clay, and everybody, even Pods, because he saw Pods kind of go at him a couple weeks ago on the court when he didn't pass the ball ahead to Pods, and Andrew kind of lollygagged up, and he missed the layup, and he got fouled, and Pods like, come on, man. And Wiggins, you know, kind of clapped back at him a little bit. So that showed me, tip of the iceberg, that there's probably a lot more behind the scenes that these guys are saying to Andrew.
I mean, there has to be. Think of some of the personalities that we're talking about.
Some competitive people.
He probably drives Brandon Pajemski up a wall. And Paz is a rookie.
Right.
He's a rookie who, you know, by all accounts, he will speak his mind to veterans more than maybe we would have realized or thought upon arrival. So I would imagine that he has. They're all teammates. They know how to be good teammates. They're going to have his back and all of that. But that's all left to the imagination. All I know is that when we hear that in the press conference, it means that whatever they're doing behind the scenes, they firmly believe it doesn't work.
Right.
And I firmly believe this doesn't either. And there may not be anything that
works. You just went right to where I was going to go as far as what I firmly believe. And that's why I also firmly believe in this offseason, you have to find a way to end this broken relationship, because whatever you've tried in public, in private, etc., you get time away, kid gloves, all of it, nothing works.
It's a Warrior Wednesday. It's brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Your phone calls welcome, 888-957-9570. Freedman's Appliance, a trusted name since 1922. Visit freedmansappliance.com today. And we're sponsored by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. I have a prediction with regard to Draymond Green and Andrew Wiggins that I will share with you coming up next. This is Willard and Dibs.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors in Well, I should say, I was going to say in an hour, but it's less than that, actually, as we start the coverage of it. Warriors Live is coming up in a half hour. Ball game here in about 90 minutes, right here on 95.7 The Game, streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. Head to twitch.tv/957TheGame, youtube.com/957TheGame. We love our audiences there. We interact with them all the time, during the breaks, during the show, everything. We appreciate you being there. It's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union, and you can now download the free Odyssey app by simply scanning the QR code in the bottom right corner of our Twitch and YouTube streams with your smartphone. It's right there. Open it up. Poof, it's there. Put your phone there, almost like a Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fancy, and it's quick.
Very fancy.
Yeah, it's like ordering a pizza at a brand new Union Square joint or something like that. You know those tables now?
Oh, yeah,
just,
yeah, yeah.
No menus, just a QR code sitting on the table.
My spot, the Canyon Club out there in Moraga, there they got it. So no waiter or waitress necessary. It's just a zap, touch, 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 and here's my beer.
There you go.
Thank you, Jeremy. And the beer.
I'm a beer. Yeah. Prediction. Someday, Draymond Green on the podcast will address Andrew Wiggins.
Will he keep it real with what happened? That
he will share his truth.
Well, will it be the truth? I would imagine he knows the truth.
Everybody thinks that what they're saying is the truth.
Well, I would imagine that Draymond knows the truth, not only about where Andrew was last year and this year in the absence, but also what goes on with Andrew Wiggins. So he will share his opinion, and I think that's a great prediction.
Yep.
And it probably won't, I'm sure it won't happen until Andrew Wiggins is no longer a Warriors.
He's long gone.
Because Draymond has been, for the most part, and you could say KD and Jordan Poole, but he's been a good teammate for the most part. He wants to win. He's made mistakes.
He's going to back his guys.
He's not going to blast Wiggins while he's still on the Warriors.
No, but how long did it take him to go after Jordan Poole when he left?
11 minutes, Mark.
Right, and that was after he punched him.
Correct.
You know? More on this in a second, but some breaking news to share with regard to tonight's Warriors game. Trayce Jackson-Davis is officially available tonight. So he is in. However, Jonathan Kuminga is not. Both of them were dealing with knee soreness. Kuminga out, TJD in for the Warriors tonight against the Orlando Magic and Paolo Banchero.
Yes, and more. They've got three 6'10" guys out there. So
tall.
Yeah, tall. And Banchero is a tough cover, and Orlando has been good. Orlando last played on Saturday, and that game was at home. So this is one of those spots that's a scheduled loss for the Golden State Warriors. Warriors second half of a back-to-back, third game of a five-game trip, and Orlando coming off of a 3 days of rest at home.
But they surprise you when they're on the road, don't they?
They do.
They surprise you.
They do. But this stacks up as a tough one for the Warriors.
What's the stat? And Grandy, I might have heard you on the air one of these nights talking about this.
Steal from Grandy.
Well, is it only one time in the history of the NBA that a team has had a better road record than home? Is that accurate? I want to make sure I'm not making a stat up.
I definitely did not say that stat, but maybe you heard it elsewhere. I can double check for you.
I don't listen to anything else, Grandy. But no, maybe it was might have been Evan. I don't know. It was one of us. Somebody had that stat, and I think it's only happened one time in the history of the NBA that a team had a better road record than home, and the Warriors have, maybe have they even already clinched it? I think they've already clinched it. But it's going to happen one way or another. They're 19-15 on the road. They're 18-19 at home.
Right.
So they're going to have a better record on the road than at home.
The Sacramento Kings are actually close to being in that same group. They're 21-16 on the road, 21-14 at home.
Right.
So you might have a couple teams do it. I'd be surprised if no team's ever done that before.
I think it's only one, is what I heard. Unless I heard it incorrectly.
Well, Washington right now has a better road record than they do home. 8-30 road, 6-28 home. So that's comparable,
right.
Maybe it's among playoff teams, or because the Miami Heat right now have a better road record than they do at home.
Good point. Yes, they
do. So I'd be stunned if it had never happened before, and you have four teams who might do it this year.
I agree with you.
That would be shocking.
That would be quite quirky, wouldn't it? Anyway.
And the Clippers are very almost identical, home and road.
22-14, 22-13.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, half game.
And New Orleans actually is better on the road than they are at home.
However, some of these teams don't have a home.
True.
The Clippers do not have a home. We know. There's like the Chargers. People go, oh, boy, at home. No.
Pelicans don't. Better road than they are at home. 24-14, 20-14.
Gosh, yeah.
Maybe it's going to be the first year where 10 teams actually have a better road record than at home.
Yeah, so throw that one into the trash or not. Maybe there
Memphis,
was.
Memphis, way better on the road than they are at home.
Maybe
this year.
It was a good team. Maybe it was a team with a winning record. I don't know what
Who
the stat
knows,
was.
But
anyway.
To your point, I'm stunned at how many teams have been better on the road this year than they have at home, just running through the standings.
Uncle Looney on our YouTube page says it was a playoff team.
Okay.
Only once was it a playoff team. Although
Thank
the
you,
Warriors
Uncle
are probably, sorry folks, probably not going to be a playoff team this
wah,
year.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. Play-in doesn't count. You're not a playoff team if you make the top 10. You got to make the top 8 to technically be in the playoffs.
And last night, Grandy and I were talking about this yesterday in your absence. Last night was a golden opportunity to beat Miami and pick up a game on the Lakers because they were playing Milwaukee, and then L.A. with an absolute
Did you watch the
double
end of that
OT
game?
Rescue job.
Good Lord.
Anthony Davis, and I know we're going to take more calls on the Wiggins conundrum, but Anthony Davis is a little Wiggins-esque in terms of why can't you always play like that?
Although I think the Davis frustration from Laker fans is much more about staying healthy than about playing well. But you're right. Like, I remember that in the playoffs last year. It was like, oh, it's an odd-numbered game, so Davis is only going to score 12.
Right.
Uh-oh, it's an even-numbered game. AD is going to score 40. Yeah, there's a little topsy-turvy nature to that.
34-23 last night.
Dude, he was
and four blocks. I mean, incredible.
And they were key blocks.
Yeah.
Like two of them on back-to-back possessions coming down the stretch when Milwaukee was trying to win the game. Beautiful, beautiful defense by him.
52 minutes he played. 52 of a possible 58.
Gosh. I've never seen exhaustion like what those two teams look like. The second overtime started, and they were, I'm not joking now, the 3.5 minutes into the 5-minute period, no one had scored. No one.
Wow.
No one could hit an outside jumper until Austin Reeves finally hit a long, wide-open one that essentially put the game away for the Lakers. But, yeah, that watching that game, if you're rooting against the Lakers, you know what that was, Dibs? That was a frustration sensation.
Shot to the chin.
It definitely was, yeah. And the Bucks were up, 19 in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
That was a warrior job last night.
And the Lakers' reward is a turnaround game at Memphis tonight. So that's one to watch for you bettors. Lakers given 4.5, second half of back-to-back where you had to play double overtime and travel from Wisconsin down to Tennessee.
And is there still no LeBron? There was no LeBron last night.
I don't think there's a LeBron.
Did all this last night with no LeBron.
Right. Right, he was there.
Yeah, he was
in
there.
Streets.
He went to the game.
LeBron's a GTD for tonight.
He yelled at the refs. Well, so be careful on that one, because LeBron might come in fresh.
Anthony Davis also game time.
So fresh and so clean.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Anyway, yeah. Don't you think that Draymond Green someday?
Oh, no doubt.
Is going to talk about being a teammate of Andrew Wiggins, because this is one of the head scratchers of the whole thing. You have who I believe in the entire NBA is probably the most boisterous teammate anyone could have. The loudest, right?
One of the most boisterous players in NBA history.
Right, the most bombastic, intense, and a champion, prideful, all of the things that would lead someone down the road of, dude, we're not taking this crap from Andrew Wiggins. We're not coasting. We're not doing this. I find it hard to believe that Draymond Green hasn't undressed Andrew Wiggins multiple times through the years in a hotel ballroom, a locker room, whatever.
On the bus, on the plane.
If you were that mad.
In a car, on a train.
Look how mad you eventually became at Jordan Poole. And we gather, we don't really know, but we gather that was because of, an attitude, trash talk, and sort of wayward on-court behavior, me stuff. Look how upset Draymond became. He got to the point where he so mad, he committed an unthinkable act. And then to this day, worked himself back around to it being Jordan Poole's fault. Not the hit itself, but the overall picture. All right, if that's how you feel about trash talk and anti-team play, how does a personality like that deal with somebody who is perceived, at least, to not try his best? And did you hear again what Klay Thompson said? We can't get to where we want to go if Andrew Wiggins doesn't play like that. And then when Andrew Wiggins doesn't play like that, I would think that these other veterans translate that to mean, dude, you're literally getting in the way of our own legacy. You're getting in the way of our legacy. I mean, I feel like Draymond Green's the type that would take offense to that.
I would imagine he takes offense constantly, but you realize what Klay said in that soundbite is absolutely true. You can't get to where you want to get unless Andrew Wiggins plays his best. So as a smart basketball player, and Draymond Green's one of the smarter players that I've ever witnessed, and a guy who knows a little bit about coaching, he's been playing basketball at the highest level for darn near 20 years, college and pro, you realize that you need this player to win. So how do you reach Andrew Wiggins? How do you get Andrew Wiggins to be the best version of himself? And, you know, there are certain ways to go about it with every different player. You've coached, and, you know, at the youth level, and every kid you coach, you have to coach them a little bit differently. Some are more sensitive. Some can take direct criticism. Others can't. And Andrew Wiggins is a guy who comes across as pretty soft. And so if you really want to get the best out of Andrew, how do you go about doing that? Do you speak to the media? Do you speak to him privately? It seems to me like Steve Kerr has taken the tack of, we're going to just continue to build you up and prop you up and heap love on you, even when you may not deserve it.
They've had his back so many times.
They've never not had his back.
You can, well, there is the thought that he might have felt like they didn't have his back when the vaccine thing came out.
Right.
That has been expressed. That, in fact, maybe that's why the next two scenarios with Andrew Wiggins, private off-the-court issues, have been handled the way that they have. Because the Warriors do sound like they're walking on eggshells when it comes to anything with Andrew Wiggins. There is one tone, there is one response, and that's it. We love Andrew, we've got Andrew's back, leave it alone, and we think he's an amazing player, and boy, do we love building up Andrew, who's an amazing player.
But at the time, though, with the vaccine, if he didn't get it, he wouldn't be able to play.
Right, but I think that Andrew was, at least according to some whispers I've heard, not thrilled that became such a public discourse, right? There was time still for Andrew to make a decision,
right,
figure out how he's going to handle it, and in the end, he did handle it in the way that put him on the court.
But, under pressure, and he's right, spoken to that so as well.
Well, and there you go. There you go. Who opened up that pressure?
Right.
Well, because somebody shared it with somebody, and it went public.
Yeah.
And that created a bunch of pressure on Andrew.
And Wiggins also was close with Jordan Poole, so when he sees how Jordan Poole gets dealt with, maybe that has spurred him into a feeling of, you know, maybe not being totally bought in to be a Golden State Warriors. I just look at how he plays and what that means for the team. Last night, plus 17, they win. Against Memphis, plus 22, they win. Against the Lakers, plus 7, they win. Against San Antonio, plus 9, they win. All the other games in between those, he's a minus and they lose. So it's not as easy to say when he plays well, they're going to win. But what Klay said is absolutely right. If they want to get to where they're going to go, he's got to play well.
For those of you who are wondering about our references to what Klay said and you haven't heard it, here it is after the Warriors win last night.
That's why we won the championship a couple years ago, is because of Andrew's two-way play. We obviously need him to be that, to go where we want to go, and he's so vital to what we do. Without him, we cannot reach our full potential, so we all love Wiggs, and we know what he's capable of, and like you said, his defense is, when he's playing tenacious defense, it's going to fuel his ability to get to the rim and just his confidence will improve as well.
I am so fascinated by this. Again, it may not sound like much, but in my mind, think about the tactical approach that's going on there by Clay that, by the way, we've heard a million times before,
right.
But we brush it off. Understand, that's not normal. That is not normal. You think if Brock Purdy had a rough outing and Christian McCaffrey got caught up there in the locker room with microphones, hey, Christian, what do you think? Or maybe a better example, Brock has a great night. Brock beats the Cowboys 42-10 on Sunday Night Football. You think you ever heard Christian McCaffrey go, now that's the Brock we need. Everyone knows we love Brock. We love him so much. And we need him to be that.
Brock's got to play like that to get us where we need to go.
If we're going to go somewhere, right, Brock's right. got to be that. It is such a tactical approach. You'd never hear that. No, when Brock had a great game, the 49ers were doing the opposite. They were pleading everybody else to think that he was good.
Right.
They're like, do you understand how awesome that guy is? He's incredible. And how many times did Fred Warner say, he's the reason why we are where we are? Not he's the reason if we get somewhere, right. we need him to be that if we're going to go anywhere. And they're like, no, we're here, we're good because of that guy. It sounds like the same thing. It's so different. I hear that and I'm like, Andrew, Clay's pleading with you.
Yeah.
Do you even know that? I got to think he knows that.
I mean, you would imagine that he knows that. He's been in the association long enough to understand. I'm looking at the 11 games, Mark, since he came back from his last absence. And when Andrew is a negative in the plus minus six times, they're 1-5 in those games. The one win was a 35-point win over Milwaukee. He was a minus five. Who cares? You won the game anyway. He played 13 minutes. In the other games that he's a positive, they are 4-1. So it's just as simple as when he plays well, when he's engaged and aggressive, they win more often than they lose. And it's not to say that he's the most important player, but he kind of is.
Well,
Steph is going to. Draymond's going to do what he does.
They feel like he doesn't know that, or else they wouldn't say that, or they feel like it hasn't registered, because if it had registered the way other professional athletes are wired, these three champions and more, Looney's a champion, the way these guys are wired, cruising around the building, they're like, if I knew that I had the key to this entire team, I would be running through fire hoops every day. And they're like, Andrew does it sometimes.
Right.
He does it on Tuesdays. But then on Thursdays, he'll come out and it's lollygag city. And so we got to tell him again. Everybody knows we love him. So we're going to qualify it first. We all love him. Everybody knows that being on both sides of the ball and playing with intensity, Steve Kerr said it to us the last time he spoke with us. I really want Andrew to be more aggressive. I want him to feel the need to be more aggressive. I'm just sitting here listening to this going, holy cow.
Right.
Y'all must be like just leaving this interview and sticking a fork in your ear. How many times you've had to say this and it hadn't sunk in yet?
Well, I don't know if it is ever going to sink in, because it strikes me that Andrew is a player that doesn't have that desire to win that the other guys do. Because if you did, you would look at the evidence of when you play well and you would see, whoa, when I play well, it leads to victory. Last year, Mark, he was a positive in the plus minus 21 times. What do you think their record was in those 21 games?
Last season. Oh, God, 21 times?
He only played 37 games in the regular year.
Right.
21 of those, he was a positive. What was their record in those 21 games?
I'm going to go 18-3.
17-4.
Yep, that was good.
You're damn good.
Damn, that was going to be my... It's either 18 or 17.
And 4.
There you go.
And again, it's a little bit of a small sample, and I could go to the previous year, the championship year, and he played, I think, all 82 that year. And I would bet you that the winning percentage is around 700.
Yeah, there's a little chicken of the egg here. It's like when you win, there's more chance that you're going to be a positive plus minus.
Right.
But when it gets to a larger sample, you have a point.
And when you have, you know, when you play well and when you have a better plus minus and you are a key contributor to the team, you're more likely to win games. The year before, he was a plus 45 times of the 73. So, and that was the championship year.
There's some people who want to weigh in on this. And even though we're heading into Warriors Live, we'll keep taking your phone calls. So stay where you are. 888-957-9570. Also, Captain Clay Report is brought to you by City Cruises. Book your one-of-a-kind experience today at citycruises.com. Clay moved back into the starting lineup last night, mainly because Guru suggested that they should. And again, the power of 95.7 the game. So that happened in Miami, and he responded perfectly. Game high 28 points, 11 of 20 from the field, made 6 3-pointers, and was a team best, plus 25 in his 31 minutes in the Warriors' victory. Is he going to stay in the starting lineup? Time will tell. I don't think we've gotten a lineup for tonight's game as of yet, but we should be getting it very soon. I would imagine he will stay in.
Yes. Oh, Captain, my captain. Keep Pods on the bench and roll with Steph and Clay. And, you know, you're going to have TJD in, Kuminga out. Assuming TJD is ready to get through and make it happen. I just glanced at it, Mark. 45 times in the championship year, Andrew was a plus in the plus minus. What do you think their record was in 45 games?
40-5.
42-3, Mark.
Damn.
So maybe it is that simple. Andrew plays well, Warriors win. Will he play well tonight in Orlando? Stay tuned for that. Not to steal your tease.
No, let's have, I was actually just going to,
I mean, am I being too simplistic? And I know plus minus is, like you said, it's chicken or egg.
You are, but you're not. Like you are. It's not just that.
Right.
It's not if Andrew Wiggins plays well, there's no way the Warriors can lose. But that's a very large statement that Clay just made. If that locker room feels like his two-way play is their lottery ticket, that's their key, then imagine how frustrating it is for all of them that on half the nights, they have no access to their key.
Right.
He's there, but it doesn't work.
Man, that Heidi key. Sometimes you forget where it is.
Doesn't open the door.
No.
You ever one of those that sticks?
The worst.
Right? And on some nights, just boop, door just opens.
The door to our garage. In the winter, it swells.
There you go.
You can't lock the
thing. Temperature goes below 40 degrees. Doesn't work anymore.
Man.
Frustrating.
And that they've tried everything. And so now Clay, again, we're going to go to the public and make Andrew hear it and make everyone hear just how darn it, how swell it is. Gee willikers, when you go out there and you play well, Andrew. Keep it up, kid.
Yeah.
He won't.
I'm just exhausted.
It's maddening, yeah.
I'm exhausted for them.
I'm exhausted for all of us.
You know, Andrew Wiggins, listen, I've said it 100 times. I accept him for the talent and the flaws that he brings. I'm a fan of the guy, and he's actually had a solid string of games. Solid enough in recent weeks. It's been pretty good most of the time. It's clear to me, though, that the Warriors, players and coaches, continue to believe that he doesn't play as aggressively as they feel like he needs to play.
It's an exasperation sensation is what it is.
Very good.
Get one in, Grandy.
We're presented by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. Warriors Live is next with Willard and Dibs.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today. Warriors basketball is back. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Chris Paul. 60 minutes before every game, we get you ready for tip. It's Warriors Live, and it starts now.
Indeed it does. The Golden State Warriors on a back-to-back in Orlando tonight. We've got it right here on 95.7 The Game. Willard and Dibs kicking it off. Warriors Live, presented by Xfinity 10G, the network made for streaming. I'm just going to be honest and lay it out there for everybody, and we can talk it out, Dibs. Like, it sort of feels like we've reached a spot in the schedule of acceptance. acceptance that the Warriors are not going to be the six. They're not going to be the seven. They're not going to be the eight. Even as you put it, that that Lakers game last night makes you feel like they're not even going to be the nine. Hell, I don't even know. I don't even know if they're going to be the 10.
Right.
But games like this are going to have a lot to say about it. And I wonder if, in a microcosm sort of a way, feels to me like you feel about tonight the way a lot of people feel about the rest of the season. A little bit of a fait accompli.
A little bit. This one feels like a Wisnowski special to me.
I don't feel that way. I don't know what we're going to see tonight. To me, this is a classic, like, boy, I got no clue what y'all are going to do tonight. Because the Warriors are so inconsistent. So when you tuck in the whole back-to-back, but they're on the road and they're better on the road, and now Kuminga's out and Clay's back in the starting lineup, you know this is Golden State Warrior basketball. If the three-pointers go in, they're going to kick everybody's butt. They don't always go in.
Right.
And so you're assuming tired legs, and I get it. But maybe not. They're going to go in tonight.
Maybe, and you get TJD back, and so he'll have some fresh legs. And, you know, Steph didn't play a ton of minutes last night. Our Take It to the Bank predictions, which are coming up. Last night, Grandy and I did them, and Grandy went over 30 minutes for Steph Curry, kind of tongue-in-cheek, playing off the Minnesota debacle, and then he had to sweat it down the stretch as Steph barely crested 31 and got to about 32. So
it's high-level comedy, Grandy. I love that.
No, my sides hurt from laughing all the way home. And I went over Wiggins' rebounds thanks to Goo and Prize Picks. 4.5 was the number, so that also came home. But my point is, you didn't have to tax your body too much last night late in that game as it got into, as you like to call it, Ottoman territory, where you get your feet on the ottoman.
Let me ask you this, and we haven't talked much about this yet. How much does the play-in tournament matter to you?
To me?
Do you feel,
or to them?
You can answer it however you want.
To me?
10 seed versus 11 seed. How different?
Feels like it matters more to me, and I'm speaking for Dub Nation.
Okay.
It feels like it matters more to me than it does to the actual players. And maybe by players, I'm talking about the vets.
That's a bad spot to be.
It is, and it's a feeling.
I have nothing.
I'm not basing this on any fact at all, but it feels like if they get the 10 seed, they're not going to be that, like, we're going to play Steph 46 minutes. We're going to throw all our caution to the wind to just get one more play-in game to win that and then get Denver in a best of seven. It feels to me like the vets on this team have that fait accompli mentality about, you know, at this point, no matter what we do, we're not going anywhere.
That's no fun. That sounds like being in a relationship where you care a lot more about it than the other person does. And by the way, if you're in one of those, I'd leave.
Right. Yeah.
So do you want to leave Warrior basketball for the rest of the year? Well, I don't ever want to feel like, I mean, God.
I might be looking at a trial separation, though, from April until October.
Well, sure. But I mean, as a fan, you don't. If you care more than they do, yuck.
It's, I guess that might be over dramatizing the point, but I look at where they are at in the 10. Even getting to the 9 is, it's not a long shot, but it's not likely. Probably a 1-in-5 chance that they are able to get by the Lakers. The Lakers hold the tiebreaker, and they've got a couple of game lead on you. And even if you beat the Lakers head-to-head, you still lose the next tiebreaker, which is Western Conference record. So you're probably going to be the 10 or the 11. I'd rather them be the 10, and I think they'd rather be the 10 than the 11.
They'd rather be the 10 than the 11. Sure, they want a shot.
But right.
I get where you're coming from. They do feel like, you know, and there's an aspect of it that I agree with, and it's not about making the play-in tournament. I think it's just processing disappointment that with your best efforts at this point and relative health, you know,
right,
we can't use that excuse anymore. With your best intentions and relative health, you came in 10th in your half of the NBA.
Right.
That, I mean, you have a hard time reasoning with yourself that you're actually contending. The Warriors seem to, when they speak, they make it sound like they think they're contending. I wonder if they actually do.
Think that they're contending.
Well, keep in mind now, didn't we went through this last year. Well, we can go on a run. And then the Lakers knock you out. And you're like, this is not a championship team. We all knew it all year. It's like, that's not what you said to us. Are you doing it again? I fear they are. When Steve Kerr comes on every week and says, I believe in this group, and if we got a shot, and I'll remind them about the Miami Heat last year out of the play-in tournament, we can beat anyone, and I have full belief that we can do this. Does he, like, in a quiet moment with a snifter in a dark room by himself, believe that? I don't think anybody with the Warriors thinks that they're going on a run this year.
No.
They can. They're allowed to. They've got great players. But no.
And they're supposed to say that. And this is not the NCAA tournament where you get a good mini bracket of four teams and you beat a team, then you pull an upset, then you get a fluky bounce, and then, you know, the other team maybe gets an injury, and all of a sudden you're in the Final Four, and now you're two wins away. To win the NBA championship or to even go on a run,
make noise
out of the 10 spot, you need two road wins followed by an upset of the number one seed, who probably will be the defending champions,
right?
Including wins in a place that you've struggled of late at altitude against the best player in the world.
There's no way around it.
And that's just one round.
There's a discouraging, you know? Right. There's a discouraging cloud hanging over their head right now.
Right.
And I think what you're doing is you're feeling that. I think they feel that. You can't hide it on some level. Again, it's part of what we've been talking about for the last hour with this Klay Thompson comment, which we'll play for you again after the game last night. I fit that into the same bucket of Draymond on the podcast being like, come on, man, I'm not, right? The 10 seed, the play-in tournament, Steph Curry a few nights ago after the game, when he's talking about, like, I don't even get into the whole, like, the seeding doesn't look good, but I'm more concerned with how we're playing. There are all these different comments from the Warriors where they are, in one way or another, expressing disappointment at their current lot in life. And I think you're feeling that as a fan, and you should.
And that's a big part of my feeling. And the other part is every time it feels like they've turned a corner, they turn back around that same corner. And, you know, tonight's a good example. You look at the matchup, and you don't have Kuminga, and you've got tired legs, and you think, well, this is one they probably lose. And I mentioned scheduled loss, and then I just ran the numbers on what they've done in the second half of back-to-backs this year.
That's interesting what they've been doing.
This is their 15th back-to-back. They have 17 on the year, so they have two more to go.
So 14 already.
Yes.
I bet it's better than people think it is.
They're 9-5.
There you go.
9-5.
That's why I'm not kicking dirt on them tonight.
But Mark, this is the greater point of me bringing this up is now that we have this conversation and they're underdogs and they're undermanned and Orlando's been home and resting and all the rest of it, the Warriors probably will win tonight because this is what they do. And then they'll go to Charlotte and gack it away and lose. And then they'll go to San Antonio and who knows what. This team all year has been a microcosm of Andrew Wiggins. It's been enlightening. It's been hopeful. It's been frustrating and disappointing.
Inconsistent.
I mean, over the course of a week, you're exhilarated, and then you're absolutely exasperated.
By the way, this should be, it probably won't be, but it should be a night where the Warriors are able to breathe a little bit. The whole Houston is coming down our neck type of a thing. Houston's in Oklahoma City tonight. In theory, the 9-game win streak should end. Now, did I also hear that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a no-no tonight?
That is correct. He's not playing tonight.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Shai.
OKC. Thank you.
Right quad contusion.
Right.
That's tired. A Charlie horse.
Yeah. In other words, Shai tired. She's tired.
Charlie horse.
He's tired. Taking the night off. Rockets are in town. They think they can beat him without him. So, if the Warriors were to win tonight, again, what's on paper, what's on the schedule would suggest that the Warriors can build up a 2-game lead on the Houston Rockets.
And they hold the tiebreaker over Houston.
They could also be tied in 4 hours.
No matter what, they will hold the tiebreaker over Houston. They've won 2 of 2. They have one more game against them. So, ostensibly, they have a 2-game lead on Houston right now. If they win and Houston loses, that goes to 3 games. And then you can really breathe easy.
Then you can breathe.
A little bit.
And I, by the way, I'll say this real quick. I know that it may sound like too big of a nut to crack or whatever. I'm completely activated, if for nothing else, that game. Give me that game. Warriors at Lakers at the Crypt.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Warriors at Houston April 4th.
No, give me that 10-9 play-in game. If you lose it, you lose it. If the season ends on the same floor for the second year in a row, let's do that. And let that frustration take you into the offseason so that you can, same message I'm giving Clay with his comments about Andrew Wiggins, do something different. It's probably time to do something different.
That game would be 3 weeks from today. On a Wednesday.
That's
we
right.
just talked about this in our pre-show.
Oh, that game will be 3 weeks from today.
Whether or not the Warriors are in it.
Well, no, I meant with the Warriors in it.
Okay. I mean,
I guarantee.
Will they host it?
No.
Come on.
No, they're going to be
Captain
in L.A.
Captain Give Up.
They're going to be in L.A.
They're only, well, they're two and a half
games out.
Which is really 3.5 because right. the Lakers hold the tiebreaker. Last night was a gut punch for the dreams of hosting the play-in.
Yes, it was.
Double overtime, yes, gut punch, was. Double up,
Speaking of contusions, today's injury report is brought to you by Boxer and Gerson. You're welcome. Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. For more info, visit BoxerLaw.com. If you were with us about 45 minutes ago, we already broke this to you, but we will mention it again. The two questionable players for the Warriors were Trayce Jackson-Davis and Jonathan Kuminga, both suffering knee soreness. Trayce Jackson-Davis is in. Jonathan Kuminga is out. It'll be interesting to see them play without Jonathan Kuminga, because since January, he has become such a key piece in many ways. The Warriors look to him to be their two now, and Jonathan is out, and he's been largely in. He's been very, very consistent with his availability and his minutes. So what the Warriors now do without him and those legs and that dynamic, you see a lot. When the shot clock gets late, what do the Warriors do? This is who they want. They've always wanted Andrew Wiggins to be. It's who Kevin Durant was before him, which is when the shot clock hits five. Like, I call it the, hey, dude, you take it guy. Hey, dude, you take it. Go do something. And that's kind of been Kuminga. That's been a lot of Kuminga late. Well, they don't have that tonight. They don't have that tonight. Unless Wiggins decides that he would like to play basketball tonight, then he can be that, hey, dude, you take it guy.
Yeah, and if he does decide to play and he's a positive in the plus-minus, they're going to win the game. This will mark just the second game missed by Jonathan Kuminga this year.
Damn.
Leads the team with 70 GPs Good games played. Clay at 68, you got to tip the cap to his durability. He's only missed three games going into tonight. And then the chef playing 65.
That's crazy, because what, it was last year at this time that Klay Thompson just started doing back-to-backs.
Right. Good point.
Yeah.
And here he is playing 68, and it kind of plays off of what you said a few moments ago when you talked about excuses. They don't have the excuse of, well, so-and-so was hurt. Yeah, Draymond missed about 20 or so games due to his temper issues. But other than that, Steph has been mostly healthy.
He had
the ankle. Klay's only missed three, and now Kuminga missing his second game.
And Wiggins missed, how many did he miss when
he missed four, but he
right?
was, he had a little injury earlier in the year. I think it might have been an oblique. He's played in 62 of 71.
I mean, when you look at this from the overall view, the Warriors have had a healthy season.
Correct.
Especially at their age.
Absolutely for their age. Chris Paul broke a hand,
mm-hmm.
and he's played in 47. He missed about 20 or so, but other than that, your top five, Wiggins, Klay, Steph, Kuminga, and Draymond, outside of Draymond, they've missed a combined like 12 games.
Wiggins has missed 9. The Warriors are 7-2 in those 9 games.
You don't say. Huh. I mean, small sample size, but I'm going to reiterate my with a Oh, yeah, with a
I did it with my lips closed, yeah. Warriors Live is presented by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. Yeah, it was almost like I put my lips on a farmer or something crazy like that. But anyway, stand by for that.
Okay.
Anyway,
Granny did that yesterday.
He did?
It was awkward.
How'd it go?
Yeah.
Oh, I hit it out of the park.
Oh, yeah, he did. He job, strong man. Shell.
Yeah, good
strong
job.
90 minutes.
No, I don't know what to do with that number. The same thing that I don't even know that I can sort of buy in to the way the Warriors talk about this. It's like, well, Andrew Wiggins is our entire key. Well, based on what we know inside the organization, 2 months ago they were already resigned to trade him. They're already like that was done.
Well, they tried.
That was a done thought process. I won't say done deal, because then things took a turn in late January and into early February based on his availability, based on the way the Warriors were playing, based on the wants and needs of other teams around the league. But if you had gone back to like January 15th, the idea that the Warriors were going to move on from Andrew Wiggins at the deadline was an assumption. It wasn't a thought. It was an assumption. And, you know, now here we are 2 months later, and it's like, well, we can't even do anything without him if he's not playing at his absolute best. It just lands different, man. It lands different because we've heard that now too many times, and I've got to feel like the Warriors have reached a point of massive fatigue with pleading with Andrew to play with aggressiveness. Because, yeah, when he does, my God. I mean, we all watch this. The guy's fantastic.
When he plays off.
When he's aggressive.
When he wants to.
He's so talented.
I think that is, you know, you talk about things you can't teach, and you can't coach speed. You can get faster a little bit, but you can't teach natural ability. Like what Jonathan Kuminga brings at the peak of his ability, the athleticism, you can't really teach that. And you can't make a guy care about the game more than he actually does. And at the deadline, you couldn't trade him for pennies on the dollar because you still wanted to maximize the Steph window in season. But you get to like July and August, all of a sudden now you can trade him and maybe take less than you would want to take back.
I got a fun prediction. I wonder if you do too. Take it to the bank prediction. Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. We love Fremont Bank, and may not sound like it, but just like Clay says, we all love wigs.
Yeah.
We all love wigs. Here's my take it to the bank prediction.
Bring it.
You're going to get a 20-plus point game tonight from Andrew.
Andrew who? Andrew Šarić? Andrew Curry?
I said it.
Did you mean it?
I hope so.
Were you? Have you been dipping into the goofy pills?
I'll tell you what. Matt Nahigian came to me before the show, and he's like, look, we want you to be more aggressive. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to say something crazy. Andrew Wiggins is going to score 20 points tonight. Waka, 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 waka.
That is crazy.
No, I do actually think, look, he had a good game last night. Maybe there's a positive frame of mind. And Kuminga is out. And therefore, that does make Andrew the, hey, dude, you take it guy.
Right.
And maybe that leads to a few more points. He's been playing well enough. I can totally see. In fact, I will say this, especially if the Warriors can make this another clutch game. If this is a close basketball game, Andrew's going to get the full complement of minutes. He's probably going to be in the closing five. He's the hey dude, you take it guy tonight. I think Andrew Wiggins gives the Warriors 20 plus points tonight.
I love it. I'm excited for it. His last 20 plus game was just a week ago against Memphis. They are 5-4 this year when Wiggs goes for 20 or more. So 9 times he's done it. The odds are not forever in your favor.
Nope.
But I like the prediction nonetheless.
Nope. Yeah.
I think this becomes a TJD game, and you know, Kevon's minutes will be down. TJD back off the knee issue. I'm going to put him into double digit rebounds. Pods is playing less. He's a big rebounding force in this team, but his minutes are going down a little bit. I got TJD double digit on the REBs.
I like that. I like that very much. TJD's energy is always missed when he's not there, so good that he will be back in there tonight. But again, no Kuminga. What's on tap is brought to you by Farmers Brewing Company. Have you tried Farmers Brewing Net? If not, it's time to put Grandy's lips on a farmer.
Hello.
That's right. Lips closed. There you go. A chance for some history tonight for Klay Thompson. He made 6 3-pointers last night in Miami. If he does that again tonight, he passes Kyle Korver for 6th all-time. Most made 3-pointers in NBA history. He's got 2,445 career made three-pointers. That is currently seventh all-time in the NBA. Five away from tying Korver. Six passes him. The list, number one. In fact, you want to try to guess real quick?
What?
Who's the list? The top five made three-pointers of all time.
Curry.
That is correct.
Ray Allen.
That is correct.
Reggie Miller.
Correct. That's number five.
Yeah.
You've got one, two, and five. You need three and four.
I don't think J.J. Redick played long enough, and he's passing Kyle Korver, right?
Passing Korver.
I'll say J.J. Redick because we're up against it, but I think that's wrong.
Incorrect.
He's probably like 11th.
Yeah. Yeah, think big names, stars.
LeBron James. He's on every list.
He's number eight. Clay just passed him.
Okay.
Clay passed him, yeah.
Damian Lillard.
That is number four.
Okay.
Damian Lillard.
I got them all.
Can you get number three?
Sugar.
You've got 20 seconds.
To get number three?
Yeah. You make fun of this guy or mention this guy a lot.
Russell Westbrook.
No.
James Harden?
There you go.
Oh, God.
I can't believe you said it wrong.
James Harden.
Thank you very much.
I'm under pressure here. The clock. It's relentless.
You don't have to feel any more pressure anymore. You're done. Do you want to do this again tomorrow?
Big time.
Okay. Let's do it again tomorrow. But until then, Warriors Live presented by Xfinity at home or on the go. You get the fastest internet to all your devices. Warriors and Magic to the arena next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.